Although plenty of people loved it, the recent double disc compilation Total 7 on the Compact label left me wondering whether I was truly tiring of the whole Compact sound, or whether the batch of tracks themselves simply weren't quite as exciting as they had been in past years. On that release, there was both a great solo Guy Barrado track, as well as a stellar Super Pitcher remix of a track by Barrado that stood out as excellent. It turns out that the excitement based on those two tracks was warranted, because this debut full-length from Brazilian Guy Barrado is easily one of the most exciting things that I've heard in some time on the Stalwart label. Like the best of releases on Compact, the 13-track album moves in shifty ways, sounding at times like it could fuel movement on the dance floor, while at others floating in near-ambient realms. The fine line separating good, or even decent dance music from great dance music is a fine one, but Chromophobia has those nearly unexplainable intangibles that make it such an interesting listen. Scene 1 sets the stage with some repeated arpeggios and big bass strokes that build a sense of urgency without breaking into something that really cracks a sweat. Mr. Decay follows, and it ups the ante quite a bit with some hollow, rattling beats and an almost acid-tinged melody that's tweaked and tugged throughout the track, while counter melodies swoop in and around before building into a fuzzy blowout. Chromophobia is sturdy throughout, but really seems to pick up the pace about halfway through with the album titled Chromophobia. After opening with some juicy synth pads and static cracked beats, the track morphs into a stunning piece with dexterous rhythmic bass and haunting drifts of what sounds like filtered strings. Blessing is even better, launching into one of the fastest BPMs on the release, with spitfire beat programming that rattle around the stereo headspace like pinballs as a relentless bass arpeggio keeps pace underneath it all. Barrado isn't above trying a few new things either, and Zilo is one of the more poppy songs on the release, with an almost western-sounding guitar strums and string synths, while Beautiful Life introduces some subtle female vocals into the mix. With only a very few soft spots and so many high points that it's hard to even touch on them all in a short review, Chromophobia is a rare release that actually gets stronger as it goes on. It's one of the more vital dance releases that I've heard in some time, and one of the best things that Compact has put out in a couple years.